T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's postgame show, WCBS Mets Radio Network. Dominic Smith at a long home run tonight, a 441-foot homer. But the Mets did lose 8-5 against the Rays. Still Dom tonight, and really all season, has been the dependable player of the game. Presented by Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals. Visit DuranteRentals.com. Smith with 10 home runs, and now a team-high 42 runs batted in. He has had 30 extra base hits this year. It's been a great season for Dominic Smith, getting to play pretty much every day since Yoenis Cespedes opted out, and for Dom, taking advantage of his opportunities.
Hey, Dom, after the first Glasnow at-bat, what adjustments did you make in that second one, ultimately leading to the home run?
Obviously he's one of the better pitchers in our game, so he's not going to make too many mistakes out there. You just want to kind of push him to the heart of the plate. And I know my first at-bat, he threw me a couple curveballs. One that I, took a bad swing, fouled off, and then one I ended up striking out on. So, obviously it's my first time facing him, so I was just trying to take in as much information as I could. And, I got a hanging curveball and just put a good swing on it.
Dom, we've asked a bunch of your teammates this over the last couple of days, but given the talent in the room, the way you guys finished the second half last year, with the situation you guys are currently in heading into the weekend and the odds being so long, just how surprising is it, the reality of where you are?
I don't want to say it's surprising. Obviously, it's a little bit disappointing. We go out here, we compete every day, and we hold ourselves to the highest standard. So, being a playoff team was something that was everybody's same goal and something that we wanted to reach at the team. So to be where we're at right now, obviously, you're definitely not, too happy.
Your next question comes from Disha Thozar.
Hey, Dom, why do you think you guys have just struggled to build momentum and struggled to string some wins together overall this season?
It's been a weird year for us, just like every other team. And I just think that, it was just a little bit tough to build momentum. We dealt with a lot of injuries and stuff like that. So, once you get the injury bug, it's kind of hard to shake off. And we just couldn't string together some wins.
I don't know if this is what you were alluding to with the injury bug, but just how much did the COVID, the two positive tests that you guys had last month, kind of stop that momentum and, struggled to bring it back since then?
Obviously that just comes with this season. Other teams dealt with it, so that can't be an excuse. That's just something that we had to adjust to and try to figure out how to win ball games. Like I said, other teams dealt with it and they're figuring it out. So it's just something that we just couldn't overcome.
Your next question comes from Tony DeComo.
Hey, Dom. Obviously, team-wise, this season, some things were out of your control. Some things were in your control. I'm just curious, when you look at the team as a whole and what you guys have done, if there are any particular regrets and what those might be.
It's no regrets, really. This team, we came out every day and we played hard. We made a few comebacks and we were pretty much in every game until the final pitch. It was a few games where obviously, we either got shut out or only scored one run, but it was very few games that happened this year. And I mean, that's all you can ask for, is for us to keep fighting and to stay in these ball games and have a chance, you know, in the last inning to win. And I mean, we showed it again tonight. We got there, you know, pretty much one of their better arms in the game, and we were down by three, which, you know, a grand slam could win the ball game. So that's all we can ask for, is to keep playing hard and keep fighting. So I say it's no regrets, because that's what we did every night.
Dominic Smith after tonight's game, as the Mets lose it 8-5 against the Rays. Only four games left for the Mets, and they'll need to win all of them, certainly, for a chance to be in the playoffs.